This is KCIM News with News Director Chantel Grove. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everyone. Hundreds of parishioners gathered outside the Sioux City Diocese Central Office in Sioux City Tuesday afternoon to voice their opposition to the Ministry 2025 plan that would see many rural churches cease hosting regular services due to a lack of priests and declining attendance. Pat Tegas, a member of the St. Mary Parish in Willie, says it was heartening to see so many people from throughout the diocese speak up about the future of Catholicism in their communities.
This is diocese-wide. We have people from Holstein. We have people from all over, you know, a lot of the different parishes in the whole Sioux City diocese. Right now, the two buses from Carroll just showed up. You know, there was probably 60, 70 people on those two buses. We had a whole busload of high school kids, which was great to see. I would say just walking around the crowd here, probably got a couple hundred people lined up here.
The crowd grew to an estimated 400 people as the afternoon progressed. Those in attendance expressed their concerns by singing hymns, praying the rosary, and holding signs. The gathering had many Catholics frustrated about the diocese plan speak during the event, including Annette Haberl from Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which was established in 1869. She says there are questions about the pastoral planning process that remain unanswered.
As we are adjusting to fewer priests, why does the bishop encourage pastors to hire lay people to visit the sick, communion to the homebound, but he demands that the pastors not hire a retired priest to say Mass on a regular basis? I would like that explained. What has the bishop done to be a role model or encourage vocations? Has the bishop contacted other dioceses of mission priests to help us with our shortage? Why is he retiring priests at 70 years of age? Why are retired priests who desire to come out of retirement and are willing and able denied to do this? Why are no Sioux City churches closing? I know they have merged. Where are their demographics? With closed parishes, we will no longer have our support of Kemper High School. How will our Catholic schools survive?
Bishop R. Walker Nicholas did address those in attendance and offered prayers for the members of the affected parishes. Sherry Schulte, another member of the Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish, says many are concerned that the points made during the rally will go unheard.
Bishop Nicholas, he did come out and speak to us and again gave us all the same excuses about parish priests. Although we have many parish priests who have retired and want to come out of retirement that have consistently helped us with masses, and we really could keep this going very easily.
In a previous interview with Carroll Broadcasting, Sioux City Diocese Director of Pastoral Planning, Mark Prosser, said they understood nobody wants to see their parish move to building status, but the reality is the diocese cannot continue to operate in the same way they have for the last 75 years. According to him, these moves are necessary to ensure Catholicism in the region is viable into the future. As for what comes next, Tegas says the fight to keep services at local churches will continue.
Whatever it takes, whatever we have to do, we just can't close any more churches. And if that means we have to take matters into our own hands and start using retired priests or coming up with a schedule ourselves, then that's what we have to do.
Tuesday's coverage of the rally in Sioux City is a portion of a multi-part series concerning the structural changes in the diocese. Those previous segments can be found included with this story on our website, along with photos from Tuesday's gathering. Greene County deputies responded to two accidents involving deer at nearly the same time and close to the same location on Monday morning. The first deputy responded to U Avenue near 200th Street north of Grand Junction at approximately 6:19 a.m. 50-year-old Brian Jackson of Gowrie struck a deer with a 2007 Mercury Mountaineer, causing an estimated $4,000 in damage. The second call was also recorded at approximately 6:19 a.m., this one on U Avenue as well, but a mile to the south at 210th Street. 40-year-old Jeremy Kennedy of Grand Junction hit a deer with a 2020 Chevy Silverado, causing an estimated $5,000 in damage. Carroll and Kemper Catholic High School students advanced to state in 37 categories following the district individual events contest last week in Manson. From Carroll, 20 presenters earned a 1 or excellent rating and will compete again at state on Saturday, March 13th in Fort Dodge. 17 students from Kemper earned top scores to advance past districts. The individual speech competition poses a unique challenge compared to the group contests. Participants present alone to a panel of judges in categories including prose, radio news announcing, acting, poetry, storytelling, and many more. A full list of the qualifying students can be found included with this story on our website. The Arweva Community School District is the recipient of one of the $3,000 Casey's Cash Classroom grants. The money will be used to assist with the cost of replacing some classroom furnishings with ones that will help create a more collaborative learning environment while still maintaining COVID-19 social distancing guidelines. The new desks will allow students to come together quickly for brainstorming sessions or collaborative lessons and are large enough to accommodate a Chromebook and still have room for paper and pencil classwork. This type of collaborative learning helps the students develop 21st century communication skills. We are so appreciative to receive a Cash for Classrooms grant and are excited to order our new classroom furniture, says Sarah Smith, a middle and high school language arts instructor. The ability to collaboratively learn will improve our students' ability to learn and grow at Arweva each day while still being mindful of the COVID-19 measurements. Pre-kindergarten through 12th grade principal Chris Peterson says the past year has been an extremely difficult one for everyone, and they're excited to receive a grant that can be used to accommodate these new special needs. We thank Casey's for this grant and their support of education in the state of Iowa, Peterson adds. The project is expected to be completed by August of this year. In addition to this grant program, Casey's helps everyone invest in local education by allowing guests to donate their Casey's reward points to a school of their choice. And this past Sunday, February 28th, the Auburn Fire Department was able to host a pancake breakfast fundraiser. Department member Alan Schrod says they had a great turnout and it went better than they expected as they were able to serve around 250 individuals. Schrod explains how they allocate the funds.
Most of the money we use for whatever the taxpayer dollars are short, we fill in with the donations.
Money is often used to offset the cost of equipment and for various upkeep expenses. Like most volunteer fire departments in our region, the members work to do this through a variety of fundraisers. Schrod says they have two major events each year.
This pancake feed is usually once a year, and then we have an annual letter write. If you get on the mailing list, we'll send you a letter and ask for a donation.
Schrod thanked all of those who took the time to come out and support Auburn Fire and Rescue. Those interested in making a donation and or getting included on the mailing list can call 712-688-2264 for more information. And that's a look at your news. I'm Chantel Grove reporting.
Great. A story about a pancake breakfast and then the Casey story before that, which makes me think about breakfast pizza. Now I'm just hungry.
I am too. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can relate any story back to food, however. So
I thought that was interesting, though. I had never heard of that program where you could donate the rewards points back to your school. So
yeah.
Yeah, another way people can give back to our community school districts.
Mm-hmm. Lots of ways to support the local schools in ways you probably never thought possible. So
Good
stories going on there. Yeah. But again, making me hungry this morning. So
yeah, we'll see what you can do about that.
Yeah, nothing.
Is anybody going to deliver?
Yeah. Anybody willing to donate food to a couple of hungry announcers? I doubt it, but we can see what happens there. Throw out the invite. Thanks, Chantel, for the news update. Once again, you can find all your local news available on the website, on the mobile app. Download it there, and you have it with you wherever you go when you download the mobile app at the App Store by searching KCIM. It's a free one.